Today is the 10th day of May. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It's fantastic to be here with you today as we bring another week to its conclusion. Remember last, at the beginning of this week, we stood out and looked at the vista, shiny and sparkly. Now we look back at it. What's the story we told with our lives? How did it go? Reflecting upon it as we look forward to a new beginning tomorrow of a new week. I'm glad to be here with you today as we, no matter what else happened, we took steps forward day by day, step by step through this week. And that led us into new territory. And we have begun to engage with the books of Samuel and are getting to know Samuel now. So let's jump in. 1 Samuel chapters 8 and 9 today. In his old age, Samuel appointed his sons as judges over Israel. The name of his firstborn son was Joel, and the name of his second son was Abijah. And they were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not follow his ways. Instead, they made money dishonestly, accepted bribes, and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and approached Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "Look, you are old, and your sons don't follow your ways. So now, appoint over us a king to lead us, just like all the other nations have." But this request displeased Samuel, for they said, "Give us a king to lead us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, "Do everything the people request of you, for it is not you that they have rejected, but it is me that they have rejected as their king. Just as they have done from the day that I brought them up from Egypt until this very day, they have rejected me and have served other gods. This is what they are also doing to you. So now do as they say, but you must warn them and make them aware of the policies of the king who will rule over them." So Samuel spoke all the Lord's words to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "Here are the policies of the king who will rule over you. He will conscript your sons and put them in his chariot forces and in his cavalry. They will run in front of his chariot. He will appoint for himself leaders of thousands and leaders of fifties, as well as those who plow his ground, reap his harvest, and make his weapons of war and his chariot equipment. He will take your daughters to be ointment makers, cooks, and bakers. He will take your best fields, vineyards, and olive groves and give them to his own servants. He will demand a tenth of your seed and of the produce of your vineyards and give it to his administrators and his servants. He will take your male and female servants, as well as your best cattle and your donkeys, and assign them for his own use. He will demand a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will be his servants. And that day, you will cry out because of your king whom you have chosen for yourselves. But the Lord won't answer you in that day." But the people refused to heed Samuel's warning. Instead, they said, "No, there will be a king over us. We will be like all the other nations. Our king will judge us and lead us and fight our battles." So Samuel listened to everything the people said and then reported it to the Lord. The Lord said to Samuel, "Do as they say and install a king over them." Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Each of you go back to his own city." There was a Benjaminite man named Kish, son of Abiel, the son of Zeror, the son of Bechorath, the son of Aphiah of Benjamin. Kish was a prominent person. He had a son named Saul, a handsome young man. There was no one among the Israelites more handsome than he was. He stood head and shoulders above all the people. The donkeys of Saul's father, Kish, wandered off, so Kish said to his son Saul, "Take one of the servants with you and go look for the donkeys." So Saul crossed through the hill country of Ephraim, passing through the land of Shalishah, but they did not find them. So they crossed through the land of Sha'alim, but they were not there. Then he crossed through the land of Benjamin, and still they did not find them. When they came to the land of Zuph, Saul said to his servant who was with him, "Come on, let's head back before my father quits worrying about the donkeys and becomes anxious about us." But the servant said to him, "Look, there is a man of God in this town. He is highly respected. Everything that he says really happens. Now let's go there. Perhaps he will tell us where we should go from here." So Saul said to his servant, "All right, we can go, but what can we bring the man since the food in our bags is used up? We have no gift to take to the man of God. What do we have?" The servant went on to answer Saul, "Look, I happen to have in my hand a quarter shekel of silver. I will give it to the man of God, and he will tell us where we should go." Now, it used to be in Israel that whenever someone went to inquire of God, he would say, "Come on, let's go to the seer." For today's prophet used to be called a seer. So Saul said to his servant, "That's a good idea. Come on, let's go." So they went to the town where the man of God was. As they were going up the ascent to the town, they met some girls coming out to draw water. They said to them, "Is this where the seer is?" They replied, "Yes, straight ahead. But hurry now, for he came to the town today, and the people are making a sacrifice at the high place. When you enter the town, you can find him before he goes up to the high place to eat. The people won't eat until he arrives, for he must bless the sacrifice. Once that happens, those who have been invited will eat. Now go on up, for this is the time when you can find him." So they went up to the town. As they were heading for the middle of the town, Samuel was coming in their direction to go up to the high place. Now the day before Saul arrived, the Lord had told Samuel, "At this time tomorrow, I will send you a man from the land of Benjamin. You must consecrate him as a leader over my people Israel. He will save my people from the hand of the Philistines, for I have looked with favor on my people. Their cry has reached me." When Samuel saw Saul, the Lord said, "Here is the man that I told you about. He will rule over my people." As Saul approached Samuel in the middle of the gate, he said, "Please tell me where the seer's house is." Samuel replied to Saul, "I am the seer. Go up in front of me to the high place. Today you will eat with me, and in the morning I will send you away. I will tell you everything that you are thinking. Don't be concerned about the donkeys that you lost 3 days ago, for they have been found. Whom does all Israel desire? Is it not you and all your father's family?" Saul replied, "Am I not a Benjaminite from the smallest of Israel's tribes? And is not my family clan the smallest of all the clans in the tribe of Benjamin? Why do you speak to me in this way?" And Samuel brought Saul and his servant into the room and gave them a place at the head of those who had been invited. There were about 30 people present. Samuel said to the cook, "Give me the portion of meat that I gave to you, the one I asked you to keep with you." So the cook picked up the leg and brought it and set it in front of Saul. Samuel said, "What was kept is now set before you. Eat, for it has been kept for you for this meeting time, from the time I said, 'I have invited the people.'" So Saul ate with Samuel that day. When they came down from the high place to the town, Samuel spoke with Saul on the roof. They got up at dawn, and Samuel called to Saul on the roof, "Get up, so I can send you on your way." So Saul got up, and the two of them, he and Samuel, went outside. While they were going down to the edge of town, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to go on ahead of us." So he did. Samuel then said, "You remain here a while so I can inform you of God's message." John 6:22-42. The next day, the crowd that remained on the other side of the lake realized that only one small boat had been there and that Jesus had not boarded it with his disciples, but that his disciples had gone away alone. Other boats from Tiberias came to shore near the place where they had eaten the bread after the Lord had given thanks. So when the crowd realized that neither Jesus nor his disciples were there, they got into the boats and came to Capernaum looking for Jesus. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus replied, "I tell you the solemn truth. You are looking for me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate all the loaves of bread you wanted. Do not work for the food that disappears, but for the food that remains to eternal life, the food which the Son of Man will give to you. For God the Father has put his seal of approval on him." So they said to him, "What must we do to accomplish the deeds God requires?" Jesus replied, "This is the deed God requires: to believe in the one whom he sent." So they said to him, "Then what miraculous sign will you perform so that we may see it and believe you? What will you do? Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, just as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" Then Jesus told them, "I tell you the solemn truth. It is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but my Father is giving you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the one who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread all the time." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one who comes to me will never go hungry, and the one who believes in me will never be thirsty. But I told you that you have seen me and still do not believe. Everyone whom the Father gives me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will never send away. For I have come down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. Now, this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose one person of everyone he has given me, but raise them all up at the last day. For this is the will of my Father. For everyone who looks on the Son and believes in him to have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Then the Jews, who were hostile to Jesus, began complaining about him because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Isn't this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Psalm 106:32-48. They made him angry by the waters of Meribah, and Moses suffered because of them, for they aroused his temper, and he spoke rashly. They did not destroy the nations as the Lord had commanded them to do. They mixed in with the nations and learned their ways. They worshipped their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and daughters to demons. They shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. The land was polluted by bloodshed. They were defiled by their deeds and unfaithful in their actions. So the Lord was angry with his people and despised the people who belonged to him. He handed them over to the nations, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies oppressed them. They were subject to their authority. Many times he delivered them, but they had a rebellious attitude and degraded themselves by their sin. Yet he took notice of their distress when he heard their cry for help. He remembered his covenant with them and relented because of his great loyal love. He caused all their conquerors to have pity on them. Deliver us, O Lord our God. Gather us from among the nations. Then we will give thanks to your holy name and boast about your praiseworthy deeds. The Lord God of Israel deserves praise in the future and forevermore. Let all the people say, "We agree. Praise the Lord." Proverbs 14, 34 and 35. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a disgrace to any people. The king shows favor to a wise servant, but his wrath falls on one who acts shamefully. Father, we thank you for your word. And we thank you for this week that we have lived. Now we reflect back upon it and see the story that we told. And if we're looking, we find you in the story. Even when we've made missteps, errors, or just flat out went the wrong way because that's what we wanted to do, you do not abandon us. You bring us to crossroads, and we get to make choices. And we thank you for that, the dignity of that, that we get to create the life we live, as we are made in your image, and you are a creator. And so, Father, as we let it go, as we release this week, we also look forward to the next step forward into a new week, where your mercies are new for us, waiting for us. We thank you for all that we've experienced in the scriptures this week, as we continue in the Gospel of John, this final gospel, these final days moving through the ministry of Jesus, also through stories like Ruth and Naomi and Boaz, and getting to know Samuel the prophet, who brings us into a complete new era as we begin to learn about the kings of Israel. We thank you for this gift of the scriptures that touch us on so many levels, that open us on so many levels if we're paying attention. And we open ourselves to that continuing as we go through this year and allow the scriptures and allow your Holy Spirit to touch everything, to bring us steps forward toward wholeness, toward shalom. So come, Holy Spirit, lead us into all truth. lead us deeper and deeper into Jesus. Lead us on the narrow path that leads to life. We ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That's home base. It is the website. The Daily Audio Bible app is the app that is home base. So check them out. Be connected. Stay connected. Track your progress. Keep your notes. Be connected as we take the journey together. That's such an important aspect of who we are around the global campfire. It's just the awareness that we're in community as we do this. Because the Bible, like, there's all kinds of aspects to it, right? Like, there's all kinds of ways and nuances and ways to approach it. But if we really actually want it to do something in our lives, then we have to open our hearts to it. And if we open our hearts to it, it will tell us the truth. And in telling us the truth, it brings up everything that there is to bring up. It touches everything that there is to touch. It challenges everything that is false within us. And when our hearts are open, that is painful. Because there's so much. There's just so much. There's so much to look at. Because the motives and intentions of our hearts are laid bare. And we can look away, and we can cover it back over, but we can't unsee it unless we're literally choosing to ignore it. And so, yeah, being in community and taking the journey together is so important. So be connected. Stay connected in any way that you can. Stay connected on social media as we just try to be a light in that place. Just not like an obnoxious one where we're just using the YouTube voice, right? Or we're just doing the ad kind of influence. Like, we're just trying to be some kind of way of encouraging as we as a community take the journey together. And so be connected. Stay connected, especially as we're taking this 20th journey through the Bible together. So what's going on around here? Ezekiel. We've been talking about that for just a couple of weeks. We released a song, Ezekiel Hardin, our son, singing his first song, leader of the Daily Audio Bible Kids, is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. And we've shared along the way the story. So if you've been here, we've shared the story along the way, Jill and I both, and then we also sat down with Ezekiel a week ago and just talked with him as well, just kind of let everybody get to know him a little bit, and the way that that has touched a nerve, and just the amount of people that we've been able to hear from and the encouragement that that's been able to give Ezekiel has been profound. So thank you. His song, When the Bow Breaks, is available on every streaming platform that there is, pretty much. So just search for his name, Ezekiel Hardin. Put it on your playlist, listen to it, enjoy it, be encouraged by it. It's a song about trust. We also released the music video last week to When the Bow Breaks, and you can find that on YouTube, Apple Music, anywhere that you can watch a music video. You can find it. Just search for Ezekiel Hardin. And it is beautiful. And relaxing. And kind of a little small step away from just the bombastic nature, right, of social media that is intended to get your attention in 1 second. And in some sort of way entice you. And this is just more meant to encourage you. And so hopefully you'll check that out. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, you can do that at dailyaudiobible.com. There is a link on the homepage. If you're using the app, you can press the give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That is the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that is it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hi, Debbers. It's Fearfully and Wonderfully Made from Winchester, Virginia. There was a caller on today's Daily Audio Bible, Dorothy Brown. Dorothy, you have such a sweet voice and such a gentle spirit about you. And you're, even in this storm, you are staying faithful and true to God. And you're just praising Him even in this valley right now. So I do want to lift you up in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you and we just thank you for this sweet, sweet lady, Dorothy Brown. And we just ask that you would touch her and heal her and strengthen her and give the doctors the wisdom that they need to bring complete healing to her, dear God. And if it's your will that you would supernaturally heal her and just awe the doctors and what you could do, dear Lord. And we just ask that you give her peace and comfort during this time. And just thank you, thank you, thank you for this sweet lady that she is praising you in this storm. These things I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Dabbers, I love you guys so much. Jill, Brian, I can't thank you enough for this platform. You are just such amazing witnesses and testimonies to what God can do. And I just love this community so much. You guys have a blessed day.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for being with us through all the ups and downs of life in this world. And thank you for the many blessings that you have given us, for which we praise and thank you. Today, we place our worries in your hands. May your grace carry us through every hard and difficult time we encounter and bring us into new seasons filled with hope and joy. Strengthen us to do what you would have us do and bear what you would have us bear. Strengthen us in our weaknesses and help us to have confidence in your loving care. Thank you for your love and for the promises you have given us as your children. Thank you that you will never leave us and that you bring us a peace that surpasses all understanding. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Forgiven child of God from Nebraska. This is Elizabeth, angel in training from Lexington, Kentucky, calling. I just wanted you to know that I listened to your prayer request and could feel the struggle and the heartache that you are going through. And I just wanted to call and let you know how moved I was to hear your struggles and to let you know that I empathize with you. I too had some years of great difficulty with some wayward kids. Anyway, I know that the Lord is good. I know that the Lord has a good plan. And while it may not look good right now, it will. We love you. Hang in there. You're doing the right thing. Hang on. God bless you. Amen.
Blessed day and evening, my beautiful Dab family. This is Asia calling from the City of Angels. It's May 7th, and I just want to call and lift up some of our dabbers in prayer. We heard our sister, One Traveling Chick, call in, and it was a blessing to hear her voice. And just she so humbly said she was waiting to ask for prayer, because the prayers that every time she'd go to record, the prayers that she would hear just seemed more urgent. And I know we've all felt that. And at the same time, we know that God sees and hears each one of us, and he desires each one of us. So let us lift our sister up. Heavenly Father, the beautiful Ancient of Days, hallowed be your beautiful holy name. Lord, please forgive us our transgressions as we forgive those who transgress against us. Father God, we lift up our sister to you. She has been furloughed after spending a considerable season working for the government, Lord. And as she is 54 years old, the same age I am, it just spoke into my heart her desire for security, job security, stability, one place, not having to move around so she can enjoy her grandchildren. And also she desires a life partner, a husband, Lord. And healthcare and those necessary things, you know, we need. Your word tells us that you know everything we need, Father God. And so as we come before you, we just ask and plead and pray in the name of Jesus Christ that you will provide the things that you know our sister needs, Lord, and you will give her the desires of her heart, Father God, that she may honor you with everything she has. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.